This episode of Nightmare Radio Show is brought to you by...
Hi, my name is Chosen Blakey, and my company grossed $90,000 in winnings from sports betting this year. I have created an online course to teach you the foundation of sports betting. After taking this course, you'll be able to make a sound and confident bet on the sport of your choice. Open the Eventbrite app or website, search Sports Betting for Beginners. Use promo code NIGHTMARE, all lowercase, to receive a 15% discount off the ticketed price. Follow me on Twitter at FantasyPharaohs for all future classes and betting needs.
Take care of all of your self-care needs by checking in at KR Beauty Bar and Spa. Karma Renee specializes in skincare, body waxing, body sculpting, lash extensions, micro shading, V-steams, and more. At KR, her focus is to maintain the health and integrity of her client's skin at all times. Tap in with KR's Valentine's Day special. This includes classic lashes, any length of your choice, a Brazilian wax, and a gift basket for only $125. Your gift basket includes KR foaming sugar scrubs, exfoliating gloves, fuzzy socks, shot glasses, and chocolate. Follow her online at KR Beauty Bar and Spa.
I have a dream.
Winsley had a few nightmares, they just...
Dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night, like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What up, world? Welcome back to Nightmare Radio, episode 79. We are in the building, take three, but we still got smiles on our face. Ish, you okay today?
I'm here, y'all.
Well, listen, we thank you so much for clicking on our podcast because we know you could have been at any other podcast, but you chose this one.
Yes. Shout out to us. We've been doing big things this week, working hard.
Yes, living working large. Hard. Yes. Shout out to Yoski. At the top of the week, we got a chance to be in the building for his album release party, Sound Like Myself.
Baby. I'm so glad the grandparents was able to do what they needed to do that night. Shout out to y'all.
That's all of the village.
Yeah, shout out to the village because we was in the building.
Yes.
And it was good.
So many people, everybody that was in the building that was a person to be talking to has already been graced, you know, the show. So kudos to us for being in the right places and the right spaces at the right time.
With the right people.
Hello.
So shout out to us. Yes. It's been a great, that was great. Okay, let's get straight into the culture list. We're about to get right into the wins and L's for the culture this week.
It's the culture list on Nightmare Radio.
First up on the list, we have Kevin Hart and Charlamagne Tha God. They have inked a new deal with Audible. The two have a company, SBH. It is their own audio production company where they will be creating a series of books that will be released exclusively on Amazon's platform, Audible.
And not actually books. It's actually like audio series.
So right. Audio series. Like podcast. Kind of.
Like a It's Your World.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Tom Joyner Show.
Yeah. Like that.
Yes.
So it's the first one that they're releasing is Finding Tamika. And it covers like how media doesn't really do much to bring light to the cold cases that's going on
that are surrounding Black women specifically,
because we still waiting on our good sis to get some justice over there.
The one of the producers is Erica Alexander from you know, Maxine Shaw, Attorney at Law.
Yeah,
she's producing that series. They got like five more in the gamut coming up, so
that's what's up. But we can be looking forward to this coming out March 2022.
Yes. Okay, next up, I would not be who I'm supposed to be if we did not acknowledge the late Whitney Houston. Yesterday made 10 years since she passed in 2012, and 10 years later after her death, the singer's estate sees quadruple growth in earnings. So pretty much thanks to loyal fans like me, and also a really great business venture, the renewed focus on Whitney Houston's music and her legacy became apparent as soon as Primary Wave partnered with her estate in 2019. And upcoming, because of this partnership, this year there's going to be an I Want to Dance with Somebody movie that's actually going to be executive produced by Clive Davis, an adaptation of the movie on Broadway, two unreleased albums, and there's talks of a Las Vegas residency show. And I don't know exactly how they're going to do that because, of course, she's, you know, dead or posthumous. I know a few years ago they were entertaining the idea of having a virtual or holographic Tupac on stage.
They need to let Whitney rest in peace.
Child, they making that money work overtime. Pat Houston, we see you. But you know what?
Ooh.
Kudos to the estate for reigniting her legacy, and I can't wait to see I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
Next. So we know that tomorrow is the Super Bowl.
Yes.
56, the Cincinnati Bengals will take on the LA Rams in LA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot going on in LA. We're not talking about Jonathan today, so y'all can refer back to the Shade Room for that. But everyone is definitely looking forward to Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Eminem, and Kendrick Lamar perform tomorrow during halftime. Well, it was revealed that Mary J. Blige did not accept a check for this performance.
You know, nobody gets paid for the Super Bowl performances.
I don't think that's true. I think they definitely paid Beyonce. I think they definitely paid...
Beyonce probably brokered a deal because...
They definitely paid Katy Perry.
But no, that usually it's kind of like a known thing. Like, usually the Super Bowl performance is a free thing because the opportunities that come after it, you know, are so invaluable, which is really what she said in the interview about it. And this is her second time going to the Super Bowl.
We need to do further research on that, because I feel like Katy Perry got paid.
Nope. I checked it out. Yeah. It's the investment of doing the Super Bowl, you know, the largest day in sports, and then the biggest day for advertisement. Like, for example, Beyonce did the Super Bowl, and right after her performance, she announced that world tour.
Okay.
Her sales, it was so perfectly timed that the sales from the world tour. And you know what? Me and my best friend had business church this morning. Shout out to Kima, because she put me on some real tea about Beyonce and how she makes her money. So when she did the Super Bowl, she announced the world tour. The tickets went on sale. She sold out within the first 48 hours, U.S. and U.K. And so the amount of money that she would have charged for the Super Bowl, she had gotten back within 48 hours of her performance to do it.
But let me ask you this. Do you think Beyonce would have made that money in 48 hours without the Super Bowl?
Probably so. Did you know? Well, what I was going to say was Coachella, when she accepted the deal for Coachella, it was much lower than what she usually did. You know what she did?
What?
She said, okay, I'll take Coachella. Maybe they offered her $12 million, right?
But that's when she made the Netflix series and all of those other things off of that performance.
Right.
She was able to make more from that performance.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the field.
Mm-hmm.
We are grown.
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking opportunities? How do you take opportunities versus like being paid for it and not being paid for it?
It depends on if I can leverage the opportunity. If I'm not getting a check for an opportunity, but the people that are involved, the audience that I'm going to be exposed to, the new room, the new tables that I'm going to have the opportunity to sit at, I'm a damn sure make sure I work hard so that the next opportunity will be paid.
Heard. Okay. We'll see. I don't know. Depending on what it is, you're going to have to pay me.
For sure. For things that I've been doing for a long time, you know what I'm saying, that I'm very skilled in. But also at the same time, like, I'm kind of sort of in a space where even if I wasn't getting paid for it, I would still want to be a culture commentator. I would still want to help establish telling black stories.
Yeah. But you
got to. I want to get a check.
We want to be paid. Anyway, so what's going on with Snoop Dogg? I know he's performing as well, but he just acquired Death Row.
Yeah. Shout out to Snoop. Of course, Death Row founded in 1990. It is the catalyst for the launch of his career. He left Death Row in 1998.
Okay.
But the return back to Death Row is one that's definitely like welcome and revered. And he's got a lot of positivity for the future of the records. But now we transitioning into the L's. Because this week, and he has a new album. So he announced acquiring Death Row on Wednesday. Super Bowl is on Sunday. And his new album drops on Monday. Mary J. Blige's new album dropped yesterday too. So everybody
yes. So I get why Mary did that. Monet, we get it.
Monet, and she just closed an amazing, crazy ass season
of Ghost.
Woo,
baby.
I believe Monet. She is playing that role.
Monet do too much.
She does do too much, and she crazy as hell. But anyway, Snoop Dogg under fire, because after we had those three big wins last week for Snoop Dogg, well, he got hit with another sexual assault allegation. This is not the first time. This is definitely not the first time for Snoop.
But why is it that now that he's bought Death Row, now this is his goddamn death sentence? This is his exile. This is his exodus.
I mean, this is not the first. He had a... So basically, a former dancer is saying that he and Don Magic Wand, his partner, forced oral sex upon her after a night of partying, and she asked to be taken home, and it happened in 2013, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And it is ironic that she's coming forward today.
Before the Super Bowl.
And in 2005, a makeup artist also had same and similar allegations.
What happened to those?
And in 1996, remember, he served jail time.
Was it for those allegations?
No, he had another rape charge at the very beginning of his career where he went to jail.
He was convicted of that?
I think he got off on a technicality similar to what happened with Bill Cosby. And so when Bill Cosby got off, Snoop Dogg made, those statements as well. So that also sparked here. So now, I love Uncle Snoop, right? We got three incidents that have been brought to attention over at different periods of our life. 1990s, early 2000s, and now today, right? Well, mid-10s.
It's today.
But yeah, it's coming up today, right?
Well, that is 10 years ago.
It is 10 years ago. Now, let me ask you this. If you had a friend who had been sexually mistreated, and it happened in 2008 or in 2012, and she was still toiling about it, what kind of advice would you give her?
No comment.
Okay.
No comment.
Boom.
I have no comment on that. I'm not saying nothing. I don't have no comment. Because I don't know.
That's tough.
I don't know. I don't know. No comment. I'm not saying nothing. The first thing I'm going to ask is, why did you wait so long? I'm not going to lie. But if she has solid concrete evidence, like rape kid, like that.
But a rape kid from an incident that happened 10 years prior.
But they keep them things.
But what if she didn't acknowledge or put through it too? So the girl that's filing the complaint says that she obliged out of fear because she was aware of Snoop Dogg's previous criminal history and his rape allegations, and he's also had lots of allegations said allegedly.
Okay, let me say this. Ladies, let's end it like this, all right? Because I don't want to get into the what ifs and all this other stuff like that, right? Like, let's just put it like this, ladies. If you find yourselves in a compromising position where you're uncomfortable and you want to be down for it for the moment and you want to play it off and so that you can get through it, right? Because I know that's what ladies do. That's what she said she did, right? Go tell on their ass the next day. Period. Don't let that shit linger for long, because then you put people in a position to have the mindset of, well, why the fuck she wait so long?
I hate that.
Is it true? Is that true? Did that really happen?
I hate
that. And now your credibility is like 50% because you have to look at all the optics of the situation.
I hate that.
Don't let the optics be against you. Always stand 10 toes down on whatever the hell is going on.
And also men, because see, in situations like this, we implicate women as the persons that are responsible. If this wouldn't have happened to me if I didn't do this. No, Nick, men, because I was about to say the N-word on it.
Yeah.
It's a man thing.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. Like, this wouldn't have happened if I didn't do this. I'm saying if you are in that situation, you need to tell. That's basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, immediately.
You need to tell immediately.
Immediately.
That's
and
all I'm saying.
And men, situations.
If she was really defecating and you put her your Johnson in her mouth. Dang, I probably shouldn't have said that.
We're going to be talking about
we're going to have to go to Johnson's in a minute.
We'll be on Johnson's shortly.
We'll be on Johnson's real shortly.
That should have been the next one.
It should have. Fuck it. We going to it. These niggas had the internet in a frenzy this week.
And not for good reason.
First off, Nelly popped it off with his accidental non-close friends blowjob video. And the video was...
underwhelming, at least.
At best, underwhelming.
Underwhelming.
Ladies, maybe he cut it off because she was finna get to it.
And it was gonna grow. I am not penis shaming.
Penis shame, because they definitely penis shame Fizz. Now,
mushroom.
It did give mushroom, but it's just like a little lighter at the top than the bottom.
I've seen some discoloration before.
And that's all it was.
And maybe he was... No. You know what? He was done because he was done in the camera. Is this the same mushroom that April, Bernice,
Amanda... this is the same mushroom from 7th grade. Now you're only 16. What I need with the wife, we can walk through the bar while I hold you. You can hang on the job I'm while need, I push through it.
Producer Each, I need you to put some B2K under this.
I'm gonna need for you to... Telling your friends Lil Fizz is in. Got you know by the way that I lick my lips.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, the internet's went in a frenzy.
Listen, I don't... The Fizz video, I didn't mind.
Okay. You... I don't...
I didn't mind. I didn't mind. I guess that's a new thing, like... Sending those types of videos. But that leaked from his OnlyFans.
Exactly.
So that means y'all hoes been paying to see that shit. Right. So why y'all putting it out? That shit probably old.
Yeah, and it just seems like really timely.
It just seemed like, time to do it. But this Isaiah Rashad.
Okay, so here's the tea on Isaiah Rashad. Before this week, nobody knew, well, the public didn't know that he was pushing P. I had to say it. I'm done. Oh, that was not right.
Is that what Pusha P mean?
I told you that was one of that prior to Gunna rebirthing the term. Mm-hmm. You know what? We are not even.
Okay, but Isaiah Rashad been pushing P with a lot of P's.
Yeah.
And
he was doing it
while watching P.
While watching P get pounded. Mm.
Yeah, this is horrible, but this does bring us to the next point. I don't know how this got leaked, but he did sign the Top Dog Entertainment, and word on the street is that he is SZA's ex-boyfriend. And if you wonder if I hate you, I do.
I'm just saying, and I think that the social media was a lot, like the internets were a lot more forgiving to him because this is like almost like
he was outed, yeah.
Right.
But
this
is
in his personal life, you know what I'm saying? And he was being a wild boy.
But is he undercover? Is he an undercover brother?
Well,
but you know what?
Now he's not.
But that's what Nicki was talking to Soulja Boy about on live, talking about there's a lot of undercover brothers in the industry.
Yeah, it certainly is. You talking about Nicki Minaj?
Yeah,
she up on the list next.
She is.
Yeah. Cute transition.
Very cute.
Well, this week Nicki Minaj is not necessarily in the hot seat.
Okay.
It's really the barbs that kind of sort of took it and went. And I'm not even gonna say it's the barbs because I don't think that the barbs would do it. But let's get straight into it. 9 Blacks are infiltrated a celebration hosted by Nicki Minaj last week for Black TikTok creators. We have used our platform to talk about the strength of Black voices.
Right.
In every area of media. Right.
Right.
We've talked about how Black creators do not get their just due on social media. And it's sad. As soon as somebody that's non-melanated takes a dance move, hey, it's viral. You know what I'm saying? With little to no credit to its creator. And so Nicki Minaj knows that. Nicki Minaj has tapped in. And so during Black History Month, she decided to use her platform to open up a forum, a safe space for Black creators to really, you know, get a chance to express themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
She invited... It was an open call to celebrate Black creators, but it was an open call. Of course, Nicki is going to bring the stands. So a whole bunch of other non-minority creators crashed the Zoom. Clearly they crashed the Zoom to where some of the Black creators that were on the VIP list did not have access, were not able to get in because they filled the Zoom.
Mm.
Nor did those Black creators get a chance for their voices to be strengthened within the session. And so a few creators spoke out afterwards saying, like, dang, like, here we are again in an attempt to make Black spaces, safe spaces for us. Here we are opening our doors. And now we don't even have the safety within our own strength because it's overpopulated by everybody else that's attempting to sit at the table, too. Well, you guys own all of these tables. And yeah, we may want to sit at y'all's tables, too. But dang, when it's time for us to do our own thing, we can't seem to do it. And it was made to give them the voices.
I get that. And I'm kind of curious why they were wanting to use their voice with Nicki Minaj. I see that Nicki has made up with Young Miami recently. You know, after their little, you know, Young Miami went on The Breakfast Club and said that she was Team Cardi. And I guess from there, Nicki didn't want to work with her. But at the same time, there was something that came out last year that Nicki said about TikTok around to her mixtape, her new mixtape, Beat Me Up Scotty, that came out. Mm-hmm. Can you play that clip for me?
So it's not, I know y'all was asking me, where's the cover art and this and that and... This, number one, this ain't no TikTok shit. This ain't no TikTok thing. You understand?
So if she is so against the shade of other artists using TikTok to leverage their streams, why is she the person that... Why is she the person having this sit down with other creators using that platform to create?
You know what? This also go back to people trying to find a way to be in the conversation just to check the box.
Okay, not saying that that's what you're doing, Nicki, but maybe you are trying to have an understanding of their position, and maybe you will have a TikTok song for them. But it seems like you're against that avenue that other rappers are taking for TikTok. So I'm kind of confused here.
Maybe she, aside from the music, maybe she was attempting to acknowledge, you know, Black creators on TikTok in their creativity. You know what I'm saying? Like TikTok, you really gotta, it's not for the novices. I think that we are really riding a little age gap, because you really gotta put some time and some thought and some effort and some production into this thing.
Yeah, it is. It is. TikTok will definitely make or break you. So
right.
We don't know what was said or what's going to be said in the next creative room, because Nicki did vow to make sure that they had the chance to make up for it. But I'm just kind of confused on why. But maybe it's a PR thing, not sure.
And you know what? Some of the white creators that were like in the space, they tried to come out to defend themselves. They were like, "Well, yeah, we just want to speak a seat at the table too. We're seeking understanding."
And that's the same thing that I said in the first episode. Why do they want to seek understanding from us? Why are we so willing to give them an open window policy to seek understanding from us when nobody is allowing us that same privilege from them? Stop opening these spaces up, which it wasn't open in the first place, but stop opening these fucking spaces up to white people. Sorry. Okay, coming up next, did Joe Biden send crack pipes to the hood or not? We'll get into that and the political update coming up right after this mix. And shout out to all the artists in the mix. If you would like to be featured in the mix, you can go to www.nightmareradioshow.com. Also, if you have an iPhone, because we know we have some Android users out there.
Spotify coming soon.
Spotify is coming soon, but Nightmare Radio has curated a playlist that narrates the journey of your feelings. Yes, you will start off in love.
Take it to the climax. Bring you down through the rough parts. And back up to the mountaintop.
Yes, she
I was trying
just
to
really
give you
took
my...
out. She just really took it there. Damn, I had it. You know what? Let's go to the mix.
I was trying to give you Joyce Latell.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the mix, and we'll be right back.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's not call it a day, 'cause he's the one that got away. Count your blessings on this day by kneeling down and pray. Let's look up to the higher one and tell our earthly work is done. Because no matter where you run, somebody's challenge just begun. Don't give up, people have problems, people have problems. Ask your ancestors to strengthen you, to pull you through. Don't give up, don't give up. people have problems. People have problems with their honey, problems with their money, problems with their lovers, problems with one another. People have bad hair days. Oh, people have problems. Don't give up, don't give up. Don't you dare give up. People have problems.
Inside, matte black on the street, yeah, I scratch that. Yeah, these hoes love that. 454 out the shop and I'm flooring that. If it ain't about money, yeah, I'm annoying it. Me without money, I don't know what you going at. Ride around coupe, I'm feeling it. No talk like I'm a Kennedy, no kizzy. Do 220 on the dial with a hoe scared holding her titties, no kizzy. 415s in the back and the hoe smiling holding her kitty. Did it bopping like I'm Diddy. Money color cost a 50. Wanna race, shake your engine. Dancing on 30s while I'm ballet all in Lennox. 4-5 hoe with me, they were better for, so you knew I was pimping. Black tenant, 33 off the block wearing some pimpins. Yeah, that 4-5, yeah, I'm gripping. Yeah, that 4-4, yeah, I'm tipping. Wood gripping.
Pound down up on a hoe, man. Did you pimpin'? I don't got it out of hoe, man. Y'all a road aggression, road on 24, man. I'm just riding shit and sitting up on the foes, man. Yeah, pound down up on a hoe, man. Did you pimpin'? I don't got it out of hoe, man. Road on 24, man. I'm just riding Chevy, Chevy's on the phones, man.
I'm always dripping, so my bitches never parch. She hit the wood and said that shit was kinda harsh. I got that game, I'm on these woods, I'm Shannon Sharp. Keep these hoes in line, I just hit them with the starch. Hoes be acting stiff, I'ma get that bitch to arch. Get that bitch to march from right here to Illinois. I pop out the house, you already know I kill the noise. You pop out the house, she calling me to fill the void. All my bitches employed, all my bitches enjoy. They know at any time they little pussy could become a storage. European Chevy on a pair of retro Fords. Bitch don't slam my door clean like I did my chore. Shots.
Pound down up on the hoe, man. Did you pimp it? I don't got it out of hoe, man. Y'all a road aggression, road on 24, man. I'm just riding shit and sitting up on the foes, man. Yeah. Pound down up on the hoe, man. Did you pimp it? I don't got it out of hoe, man. Y'all a road aggression, road on 24, man. I'm just riding shit and sitting on the foes, man. Yeah.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio. Politicking with the political update.
All right, let's cut straight to it. Joe Biden is not giving crack pipes to addicts, okay?
Okay.
This week's headlines and tweets claim that the Biden administration planned to distribute crack pipes in part of a $30 million grant program aimed at decreasing harm for drug users. The rumor mills went crazy when a Republican senator from Arkansas tweeted suggesting that the administration put crack pipes inside safe smoking kits and plans to distribute them, and that tweet went viral. The truth is that no, the Biden administration is not funding anything like that. The HHS and other federal representatives say that crack pipes are not being added to the safe smoking kits and they're not being distributed in any other way as a part of harm reduction efforts. This grant program actually says funds may be used to purchase equipment and supplies to enhance harm reduction efforts. Okay, so the White House press secretary said that the safe smoking kits include alcohol swabs and lip balm and other materials to promote hygiene and to reduce the transmission of diseases such as like HIV and hepatitis. So the safe smoking kits are not the only harm reduction materials that the grant recipients will receive due to the, you know, $300 million that's been donated to it. The program also lists vending machines that include testing kits for HIV and prophylactics, medication lockboxes, overdose reversal medicine, safe sex kits, infectious disease screening, sharps and medication disposal kits, and fentanyl test strips. So in a sense, it's like, okay, we know that there are addicts in the world. We want to help everybody get clean, but we know that that's just not people's choice. And it is truly your choice to be an addict. So if you're going to do these things, if you're going to engage in these types of illicit activities, at least we want to provide you with not the crack pipes, but tools that you can use to protect yourself in the midst of it. You know, like the alcohol swabs to clean the needles, at least, you know, to if you're having sex, get some condoms. If you're taking fentanyl, you know, if like, I see what they're trying to do.
I think where the backlash comes from is because, is this a program that the government is funding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But this is an outside program not attached to the government. Like if we were had a nonprofit and we wanted to get a grant to cover those things.
Yeah. And you know, what's really crazy is there are other nations in the world that actually provide these things. So there's a very similar program in Canada, and Canada actually provides the glass bowls because a lot of users use other types of bowls, like products that are like not safe when smoke is added. And I believe Ireland also provides its people that are using those type of programs with glass bowls.
So does
like
Joe
that.
Biden not do press conferences? Does he just let Jen Psaki say everything? When is he gonna stand up?
You know he a loose cannon.
Stand up.
You know he.
You seen that TikTok?
You know he a loose cannon.
Joe Biden need to stand up. I know he called the other man a bitch the other day, but at the same time he need to stand up for him. Joe. He is taking the L. What do you want to tell Joe Biden right now? You are blowing it,
baby. Take me to dinner. Hey.
What's up, baby? With these student loans.
Bing bong.
Okay. Brittany wants y'all to know that CNN got an anchor named Keisha. Okay. Our Lady Mayor Keisha Auntie will be taking her talents down to CNN to be a political analyst.
That's right. She also got a few other jobs. She's currently serving as the Vice Chair of Civic Engagement and Voter Protection for the Democratic National Committee. And she's also named as an honorary HBCU Executive Leadership Institute Fellow at the Clark Atlanta. So,
very nice. Very nice. Okay.
Well, coming up next, we're going to step into the RIM segment to continue our intentional discussion on strengthening Black voices. Now, does this mean that we got to stop saying the N-word?
Who's allowed to say the N-word?
We'll find out right after the bits.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
Shotta go up, I'm a patron right now, let's fuck. I'm in that pussy, I'm tearing it up. Just like a boss, I'm beating it up. Bad little stripper, bitch, get to the books. Switch all my bitches, I don't give a fuck. I got that flavor, ain't looking for love. I'm pushing it on her, she backing it up. Hands on your knees, bitch. 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 Hands on her knees, and she throwing that ass. She started out slow, then she doing it fast. Came in with drawers, ain't wearing no pants. I told her, come in, bitch, where's your man? Just one dance, I'm spinning a band. I'm on a perk and I'm spilling like fans. Just one hour, I spent a little 10. Left and right pocket, they fiddle with beans. Take her outside and I'm fucking the beans. I'm fucking that bitch and ain't paying her rent. Know that she ready, she throwing the hints. Sucking my dick like she don't got no sense. Shout out, she lit in the club on a hint. Shaking her ass in the club with her friends. Yo, hey, what's up? Hey,
let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hands on your knee, little shot to go up. I'm a Patron right now, let's fuck. I'm in that pussy, I'm tearing it up. Just like a boss, I'm beating it up. Bad little stripper, bitch, get to the books. Switch all my bitches, I don't give a fuck. I got that flavor, ain't looking for love. I'm pushing it on her, she backing it up. Hands on your knees, bitch. 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 Hands on your knees, bitch.
We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. Stays in my grass, you gotta keep it cut. You ain't been through the struggle, you ain't wanna fight. Straight from the farm, you see it's never cut. Money fall in my pocket, now she wanna fuck. She designed this, I'ma feed a cuss with grip. See, I used to be broke, didn't have a cent. See, I used to be reckless, I ain't give a fuck. I was going through pain, but now I'm going up. I can't think about money, that's all that I need. We keep fighting about money, it's like a disease. She's so pretty, but that just say tell she a freak. I done fucked her too good, now she in love with me. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. I see some stuff, I cannot tell, it's a secret. Put the money over you, cause baby, I need it. My brother, hey, you not gon' wanna see me shine. I promise to keep it real until the end of time. I promise to hustle and always stay on my grind. Loyalty free, that shit don't even cost a dime. Want you back, cause it be the ones you love. Girl, a nigga got killed over money and drugs. Girl, a bitch at the road, she got caught on the lid. Tryna get out the game, he got caught with a brick. Long of my niggas, you know that we miss you. As long as I'm living, I'll never forget you. Anything wrong, they gon' hold it against you. We know you ain't real, you ain't gotta pretend it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way, the shit in my blood. Off the strip, I do the shit for the love. I admit I do the shit for the thug. Filled with hate, cause I ain't know how to love. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way, the shit in my blood. Off the strip, I do the shit for the love. I admit I do the shit for the thug. Filled with hate, cause I ain't know how to love. Real. Real, talking about real, I only know a few. If you think I ain't talking about you, then I ain't. I ain't leaving the crib unless it's to the bank. I ain't sipping that drink unless it got codeine. She belong to the street, she don't belong to me. I was stuck in the hood, I couldn't wait to get free. I get money every day of the week. I see people die, make my heart cold. She wanna be the only one, I got too many hoes. All you want from me, nobody ever really knows. If you say you love me, then don't ever break the code. I smoke a drain to get away from the pain. I need tears, I'm just crying in rain. It be clearing my thoughts when she giving me brain. Tryna go hit the streets, but she want me to stay. Every time I'm not with you, I miss you. I think about hugging you, squeezing you, kissing you. Oh, he mad. Cause you broke and you left him. As soon as I gave you this dick, you forgot him. You my rider, my lover, my best friend. Every time that we done fucking, we fuck again. If we break up, then I probably won't love again. Girl, you so real, that's why I hit the mall and spin. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way, the shit in my blood. Off the strip, I do the shit for the love. I admit I do the shit for the thugs. Filled with hate, cause I ain't know how to love. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way I know how to keep it. We're the only way, the shit in my blood. Off the strip, I do the shit for the love. I am
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
This week, we found a little clip on Instagram. The nerve of Fox News to be having these conversations. And black lady at that. What's her name?
You know I don't know the girl's name. I don't know the lady name. Give her no credit like that.
Fuck it. But she's having conversations in light of this Joe Rogan thing.
Right.
Everybody has been speaking out this week in Black History Month, trying to figure out who to give the green light to say the N-word to.
And the fact that this is still even a conversation is crazy. Okay. I just want to keep it real cute and real straight to the point here. I know people have a lot to say about the N-word, and a lot of people think that nobody should use it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a side of the argument that we can entertain as well. Regardless, the list of people that can't say it is every person that's not melanated. What? Why is that a... White folks can't say that word, period. You can't. You cannot say it. You can't. You cannot.
You just can't.
You cannot.
Even the Joe Rogan.
Unless it was written in a script and you're acting, because Leonardo DiCaprio loved throwing that thing out there. He loved taking a role to say the N-word. I'm no shade to Leo.
I haven't seen a movie with him saying
Django.
Oh yeah, he was.
No. Nigga.
Oh, I ain't really pay that much attention. Anyway, y'all see what I be watching. The kids. Anyway, why is it that we as black people get a pass? Is that really the progression of black culture? And I'm just being the devil's advocate, because y'all know I will tell a nigga about theyself.
Yes, we do get a pass.
Why do we get a pass? How do we show people the way we need to be treated if we're treating each other if we're giving each other the exception?
Do you allow other people to call your man baby or their man?
No. The fuck?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that we can still, like, I feel like this is one of those moments that, you know, like years later is going to come back, but I'm standing on it. I feel like we can still enunciate ourselves, present ourselves as the powerful, thought-provoking leaders of the culture that we are, right? And then we can still, because we have for so long been subjugated as the butt of the jokes, you know, as the epitome of, like, of all the degradation assigned to that word, because of us within our own culture, we've gotten to the point where we can take that word and reimagine its meaning for us amongst ourselves. I think we have the power to do that. And so, I think that we should, my bad, go ahead.
No, go.
I think that we should still be able to have ownership and take right into something that is exclusively for us to use amongst us within our own communities and our own household, and you still gonna call me by my name.
Right. Okay. So let's clear the air.
Okay.
What is the universal consensus meaning amongst Black people for the N word?
It's GA. And it can be used. It's a colloquialism that has so many meanings. Like, this is the part of Black culture that I love, because just like nigga, any other word that we use, chow.
So you cannot compare nigga to child.
I mean, I'm just saying we use the word for so many different things. If I walk up in here like,
but I'm asking you, what is the general consensus meaning?
My homeboy, my brethren, my love, my, you know, my associate. I mean, is that not the new meaning? That's my nigga.
Okay, so nigga can have two meanings for me. The first meaning for nigga is you are ignorant. You don't know what the fuck you talking about. Nigga, shut up.
Very good point. Okay.
The second meaning for nigga is someone who I am not very close with, but I fuck with. That's my nigga.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm not using it for anything else. But if you do some dumb shit, it's like, nigga, what are you talking about? Other than that, it's not like
for emphasis, right?
It's this nigga, because you like a dumbass. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's the reason why I have said nigga in the past.
So let me, because I can dig that. I can understand that. So. Even when Black folks use it in a derogatory manner, we still shouldn't use it? Is that?
I'm asking you. I'm asking the people. And this is something that we can ask at our Wind Down Wednesdays.
Yeah.
More life, more wine, more convos. Next Wednesday. Not next Wednesday. Yes. The Wednesday after next.
Yeah, not this one, but next Wednesday.
Yeah, the 23rd.
The last Wednesday of the month.
Period. We can ask them. That's a conversation for discussion, you know?
For sure.
Because it's like, if we are saying that we are progressing Black culture,
mm-hmm.
we have to show people how we want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
If we are running around here saying nigga, and myself included, who are we to tell white people that you shouldn't be using that word? It's kind of like a catch 2020, if you will.
But if I like almost in the gay community, right? And I can't really speak too much because, you know, I believe I'm an ally, but within the gay community, I've heard them say things to each other that would be completely inappropriate and unacceptable if somebody else that was not within the community said.
But does that make that okay?
You're right. I get what you're saying.
It don't make it okay. It does not make it okay. But I think to your point, it's more so like a nigga and bitch. Bitch can be two ways too. Mm-hmm. That bitch. Or that's my bitch.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I get that part of our culture and how we've taken that back to own it. But when it comes down to the respect of amongst society.
Is there anything, like, I want to know because I don't know. Is there any word, terminology, phrase, expression that is used in the white culture, in their family, you know, within their realm that, or in not just white people, but in any other race or ethnicity, like, are there phrases and words that are reserved specifically for in-house type conversations?
That is what we're not privy to, because they keep their shit to themselves. And that's why I keep telling y'all to stop inviting these white people to our table until they take us to their table, until they take us to their goddamn Thanksgiving dinners, or
we don't
want
to come anyway,
what they do on the 4th of July and y'all holiday traditions, and what you really telling your son about why granddaddy was acting a fool in your in history books that y'all trying to wash away.
Yeah.
This is why I keep telling y'all that.
See, and this is why white folks can't say it. This is why they can't say it.
So we as black people, I believe, until we get this in a chokehold, a nip it in the bud, how do we keep our community to ourselves? How do we gatekeep our own community?
This is a great question for a conversation on Wednesday, February 23rd at 8 o'clock p.m. That's a great question for that. I mean, and because we are open book, because we drive the culture, because we literally set the trends for everything, because the world looks to black people for it all, for inspiration, for creativity, for execution, for production, from the top to the bottom. How do we? Because everything else has been so open. Our culture has been dissected. It has been mitigated. It has been appropriated.
Do you think that we as black people are trying to prove ourselves to society to be accepted? And the way that we're being accepted in the world is not the way that we want it to be accepted? Think about it. We want change. They give us a mural on the sidewalk, DC.
or they give us acknowledgement of a national holiday for Juneteenth. When we want legislation that protects us, when we want reformation and sanctions that have been historically, systematically racist towards us.
So when do we realize that all this trendy, cool shit that we're doing is just giving us more trendy, cool shit? It's not producing change. It's not producing the things that we want to do. So how do we as a black culture gatekeep ourselves? First of all, I think the first thing that we have to do is be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Black people can't even be on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Hate it.
In Black History Month, we killing each other. We doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We talking about each other. We doing all this stuff. We can't even really have a united front get there.
But see, here's the thing, though. Everybody else is doing the same thing to each other as well. But they're somehow able to in spite of, like, there's white on white crime, Hispanic on Hispanic crime, Asian on Asian crime.
Yeah,
it's no difference. It's just our stuff, again, because we're at the forefront of everything. How can we keep it to ourselves? I want to keep it to ourselves and not just perpetuate it. I want to be able to handle it in-house. But while we handling that in-house, on the backhand, we pushing forward as a community.
We need the leaders, and all the leaders who have stepped up have not even been
fully supported.
Right.
There's so much that goes into this. It really is a lot that goes into this. I could talk for hours and hours on it. Word to money.
Yeah.
What's going on with the remote over here?
Nothing.
Anywho, I mean, I think these types of conversations are necessary, not just in Black History Month, but especially when we're talking about like strengthening our voice and knowing when and how to use our voice. I think it's a good point. I've been for years, because I'm a perpetual use of the N-word. I say the N-word to my parents. I don't cuss at them, but we will call each other nigga in a hot minute without offense taken.
No, I can't call my parents no nigga. Y'all already know I'll be in 2024 waiting on y'all. As a grown up,
Don would take care of that. I mean, but it's like because of the way I use it, and yes, I do use it to refer to my brethren that just can't seem to get right.
Right.
But I also use it to emphasize and to talk, to refer to my people just being my people.
Right.
And I think that it's more than apparent just how much I love my people. So it's not, done with the light that's derogatory. But I also, even though I openly use the N-word, I wish a N-word or a non-N-word would try to disrespect me in public, because the way I hold myself in front of the mic or without the mic says don't ever try it.
Also, circling back to the meanings real quick, right? The meanings coming from them.
Yeah.
is not the same.
Yeah. That's why you can't use it. This is the list.
But even if you are trying to be like, oh, I'm black by affiliation, like them TikTok people were saying.
Ugh.
Cause you and nobody's black by affiliation.
We just be playing. So
we just be playing. Right. And that's another thing. We gotta stop playing like that.
No more invite. Hey cousins.
Stop inviting them to the cookout. Look, but look though. I respect people who got the rap song, they at the concert, and I'm like,
I'm watching too.
Say it. I want you to say it. And they don't say it. You know what I'm saying? But then there's people who like, oh, they put it in the song, I'm going to say it. But
it's like they're looking for it.
Yeah, it's the context of it. So there's the context of racial slur. And then there's the context of, I want to be cool. I want to be black.
It's a part of the culture.
I appreciate black culture, so I should be able to say it since you guys are saying it. So where is the line drawn at? Is it drawn from, let's just not say it at all? Or is the line drawn at, you don't call me a nigger because I'm not my ancestors and I'll whoop your ass? Where is the line drawn? So
Tap in and let us know.
Leave us a voice message on Anchor.
Yes.
We will be continuing this conversation February 23rd at Luxury Ave. Get your tickets. It's free.
Right. You can get the tickets by getting on the link in our bio and reserve your spot today. Invite a friend. And when you come, be prepared. So get your wine on and purchase a bottle of her wine.
Yes, In My Feelings is the flavor of the month.
Yes.
For all y'all people with no Valentine and stuff, go on and be in your feelings with a bottle of wine.
Treat yourself, sis.
Don't sleep. Get you 15% off.
Use our discount code, Don't Sleep. You can shop online at herwine.com. Or you can, again, come and see us next Wednesday and buy your bottle in person. We'll still honor that 15% discount. Long as you let us know, Don't Sleep. Okay.
Okay. Well, Queen, this was a very interesting show.
Love the conversation.
Yes. Episode 79. Y'all don't want to miss episode 80 next week. It's going all the way
up.
All right. So, without further ado, we're going to let y'all go. Thank you for rocking with us today.
And remember, if your dreams don't scare you,
they are not big enough.
We're out.
Hello, see y'all dreamers. Next week. I am Ramona Bryson, an agile strategic business coach at 10 to the 6th. Are you ready to transform your dreams from imagination to actualization? I want to help you make it happen. All it takes is 7 days to create your dream roadmap. Join me in this free program where I teach you proven systems that highly successful people use to plan their journey to greatness. In just 7 days, we will unlock your core why, lay out your vision, create smart goals, and prioritize your plan with a basic formula that will give you the exact guidance on which goal to focus on and start your journey. What are you waiting for? Let's make it happen today. Sign up for the challenge at 10to6.com. That's TENTOTHESIXTH.com.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.